There's a need for more young leaders in agriculture. That's why local farm organizations are making an investment in a new ag peer group. Since 2017, the diverse group of about 30 young ag professionals meet several times each year to learn from one another and grow in their leadership. Minnesota Farm Bureau Northwest Minnesota Program Director Riley Monum is one sponsor of the group.
We seem to learn from one another great. So at that time, we wanted them to network with one another, and then we wanted them to kind of develop a plan on what they wanted to accomplish. One of the main things was they wanted to educate the non-farm audience about what we're doing, specifically in the Red River Valley, and about the crops that we're growing. And so we do have some plans in place for them to do that.
In addition, members from the Ag Peer Group are touring Ecuador this week. NDSU Extension Small Grains Agronomist Joel Ransom is the guide for the trip.
Joel brings his grad students down to Ecuador and some other countries, and actually the wheat growers have one of his grad students on staff, and so we thought that would be the easiest route. That's one of the parts that's going to help make the trip.
Once the group returns, they'll be sharing their experiences with their local communities, and farm groups may also have some new leaders coming down the pipeline. Minnesota Wheat Executive Director Dave Torgerson.
We want to give to the young farmers and ag professionals, but we're going to get so much back in return because we're going to understand them and understand what their needs are, what they want, and maybe that'll help our organizations evolve to keep and attract those younger, talented farmers and give them something that they want and need.
Be sure to follow the Red River Farm Network on Facebook and Twitter for updates from the Ecuador tour. Reporting agriculture's business from Quito, Ecuador, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.